Happy Monday. We're going to be talking some Last Resort and Diaries. So part three of the Last Resort, which we originally thought was the last part of the Last Resort, was actually the third of five. So we're going to get into the Last Resort. What's up, Prinny? What's up, Kara? What's up, Gigi? Let's get Kara. What's up, everybody? Lisa, happy Monday. Hey, Jal. So tonight was part three of the tell-all. We're going to get into some of that tonight. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So, part three of the tell-all. What were your thoughts? Was it?
It was so lame.
It was boring. Did you feel like it was boring?
It was awful.
It was hard to get through.
Yeah.
We focused a little on Benny and Ari, which is very difficult for me. I don't feel like it was necessary or warranted to have Benny or Ari there. Hey, Deb. Hey, Coco. But we did focus on Stacy and Florian a little bit as well. And, ooh, you're getting blown up over here.
I know. Sorry.
So, yeah, we focused on them a little bit, too. But I want to talk about Florian and Stacy's situation, because for me, if you're 50 or almost 50 years old, right, and you're dating a 30 something year old and you want them to behave, you don't want them in nightclubs and bars all night long, I'm not 100% sure that Miami is where you want to live. And I feel like for the life, right, the lifestyle that Darcy and Stacy want, they want young guys, but they want them to be faithful. They want them to stay home. They want them to be obedient and respectful. And it's like you put them in Miami. It's a party town. No one sleeps in Miami. Miami is like New York, but better weather, right? Right. So it's, I don't understand what they're expecting, because, you know, they don't work. None of the guys work. So they don't have anything to do all day long. And you supply them with everything that they need. You give them money, you give them a place to live, you gave them fame. What do you think they're going to do?
But also, let's be real. He saw a drunk woman staggering that lived in his building. He walked her home.
Well, yeah, his story is that he saw a woman that he recognized that lived in his building, and she was drunky is what he called
drunky.
Her. And he wanted to make sure that she wanted to get home, which, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're in a relationship, Stacy said something interesting tonight. She was like, we track each other's locations. And, you know, you and I have talked about this before. If I have to track your location, if I don't trust you to not go out and bang other people while I'm at home, we're just not going to be together.
Yeah.
I don't have it in me to be a detective and decide, and, you know, and always have to be watching and trying to figure out what you're doing. If you don't want to be with me, and I can't trust when you leave the house that you're not doing something you shouldn't be doing with someone else, I don't even want to be with you. So
Absolutely.
When she said that, I was like, there's no trust here, because if you have to track his location because you don't trust where he is and what he's doing, you're not even in a relationship at this point. Like, I don't know what y'all doing, but if you live in Miami and your worst nightmare is he's going to go out and sleep with a whole bunch of blonde chicks, then you're not even married.
Yep.
You're basically, if he's out hoeing and you're out at home wondering who he's hoeing with, what are y'all even doing? Like, I don't have it in me. If that's what my relationship was like, I would just walk away.
See, and it's funny because I don't even share locations with my husband. I share locations with my best friend, because if something happens to me, she's going to find me.
But, okay, so Prinny just said her and her husband share location for safety reasons. But I do agree if you're tracking is for trust. But you said your husband doesn't even have your location for safety. Why is that?
Well, because I'm at work or I'm at home. I'm in one of two places. And either way, he knows where I'm at. He can find me at both locations. But if I leave, like, if I left to go, say, to Taco Bell.
Okay.
My best friend is texting me, can you get me a burrito? He already knows where I'm going.
Well, I mean, I don't know. When it comes to, like, because say, for instance, there's that app Family 360 or whatever, mm-hmm. where you have kids. And I know if, like, if you have a teenager and they're driving, you need to know what they're doing. going. And I think these apps are so advanced now, it can tell you how fast they're going.
Yep.
Car. And as a parent, it's super important to know that your kids aren't out drag racing. They're not out on a bad part of town or near some drug house in the middle of the night. That's important. But again, for a relationship, if I can't trust you to go out without me and do anything, I don't care what it is. I say, for instance, you go out with a group of friends and some of those friends are women or men or whatever. You should be able to trust that they're going to go out and just be faithful. Otherwise, I don't even know the point of continuing a marriage or a relationship. Because if I have to wake up every morning or go to bed every night hoping that the person I'm with isn't cheating on me, that's not a relationship. I don't know what it is, but that's not a relationship.
Absolutely. I just don't share locations with him, but it's not even anything that's ever been brought up. My daughter has my location. I have my daughter's location. My best friend has my location. I have her location. If for some reason he can't find me, he's calling one of those two people to say, do you know where she's at?
But,
and they're going to be like, she's at Taco Bell.
But also you would pick up the phone if he tried to get a hold of you. Cause Stacy was like, I tried to track him and tried to call him. He didn't pick up. Cause that was another thing. Cause I was like, well, if your husband was looking for you and say, for instance, you didn't pick up the phone cause you're at work, he would call your best friend and she would tell you what's going on. I think another thing is accessibility. It calms the worry of what people are doing. If you text somebody and they don't text you back, your mind starts to go to the worst possible scenario.
Yeah.
So that's another thing too. You have to acknowledge when someone is.
But I would, or he would, have had to give each other reason to think the worst. Not that I'm out getting my bean burrito, but that I'm out meeting with a bean burrito.
Well, yeah, you don't see, that's another thing. You've never given him the need to worry that you would be out doing that. And I think a lot of people in these situations, like she said tonight, there was more than one instance. It wasn't just the time he took the drunkie girl to the elevator. There was another time where he had lipstick on his shirt or somewhere on his body. Supposedly, right. She's bringing up all these times that
he's been. But also, I live in a town without any clubs, but I bartended for a lot of years. Little dive bars, karaoke bars, all the things. You can't even hear the house phone ring, much less your cell phone. So, if he didn't hear it ring, I get the not answering. I don't understand the location being turned off. I'm not trying to defend him, but there's a lot that makes me say, he's not going to screw this up.
So,
like,
if your location is not trackable, there's a couple of things. Like you said, he could have turned it off, or your phone is dead. The battery went dead, so it'll just give the last known location that you were before it went dead. Or you went into airplane mode.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few scenarios where your phone would not be trackable.
Right.
And most of those are a little suspicious. You know, like, it's possible. I've been out before and my phone went completely dead.
Yeah.
I have. It happened to me. And I wasn't doing anything weird. It's just I was out all day. I didn't charge my phone and it went dead. And it didn't come back on until I got in the car. And I plugged it in. But for him, it's a little questionable that in the middle of the night, when you know your wife would wonder where you are, like 1, 2, 3 in the morning, your phone happens to be untrackable. That's a little questionable, right?
But he was out with his brother-in-law, first of all. He's just, I don't know. I can't help but defend the guy. When you see people out and about that you know, I mean, granted, most of us try to avoid those people, but when you see them, they tend to give you a hug. You give them a hug back. If I had lipstick and you hugged me too close and it got on your collar, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
So I was watching a video the other day. I think it was on TikTok. It might have been on Instagram Reels. There was a girl in a club and she would walk up to random guys in the club and she had red lipstick on and she would kiss the back of their shirts. And she thought it was funny because she was like, I wonder how many relationships I ended tonight.
I mean,
because she thought it
that's
was
kind of funny.
Funny.
It's funny. It didn't happen to me.
Wait, did it?
No, I said it's funny because it didn't happen.
Oh, Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's me. I mean,
you would, yeah, because, and these guys, because, you know, in the club, it's so crowded. If someone bumps into you, you don't even really react. Like, yeah. It's like when you go to a concert or a music festival or a club, it's so crowded. You don't even react when someone bumps into you or steps on your foot because it's literally so crowded. It's every 2 seconds. So she would just go left, right, kissing the guy's shirts. And you could see the lip imprint on the shirts. And she's laughing and she's like, oh my gosh, when he gets home, there's gonna be all these issues for him. And she thought it was hilarious. And I was thinking, like, just because it appears that a guy or a girl did something really horrible, it's not always the full story.
Right. But so also, if I found lipstick in the middle of my husband's back, I'd be like, some stupid drunk bitch bumped into him, obviously. Because who's kissing in the middle of his back?
But you're a very confident woman. There's a lot of insecure women out there.
Yeah.
Some women, like Stacey, for instance, is extremely insecure, right?
Yeah.
If
all
that
this
man,
is natural. Sorry, guys.
If Florian even acknowledges another woman. You remember when Angela told Michael, like, don't acknowledge women, even if they say something to you, yeah, pretend like they're not there? That's that insecurity, I think Stacey has that too. So, because she's like, he's very friendly. And I was like, is he supposed to be mean? Like, is he, like, being friendly does not equate cheating or flirting. Being friendly just means that, you know, you go to the restaurant and you're polite to the person that's taking your order. That's friendly. Yeah. There's nothing strange, rude, or dishonest or bad about being friendly. But for some women, if you're not mean or immediately acknowledge, like, I'm married, they think you're cheating. And it's an insecurity. They just believe that you would leave them for the next best thing. And that's a personal issue. It's not the guy who's the problem. It's you have to know that you're worth it. And the person that you're with loves you because they love you, not because they can't find anybody better.
Yep. I mean, my husband could probably find a lot better, but, you know, who wants to start over after 30 years?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Well, he probably could. He's a really good guy.
Well, he's been with you all this time, so he's not looking for anybody else. He's happy
trapped.
Where he is.
He's trapped.
Right?
I trapped him, and I didn't sign a prenup.
Don't say that. That's so funny. You did not. No, you know what? Maybe you did, but the kids are grown now, and if he wanted to leave, he could.
I know. We have grown children and a grandchild. So, like,
oh, yeah. He's there because he wants to be, because at this point, the kids are grown. They're living their own lives. If he wanted to hop up and leave, he would, and he's still there.
Yeah.
So we're not even going to go.
I mean, I would have shot him in the back on the way out, but it's fine.
No, Cara. I don't even know what the bail for that would be. That would be really high.
For murder.
So, Ari's mom, Janice, and for people who don't know her, she's Ari's enabler.
Yeah.
So she was on tonight, and she told us that, well, she gave us a reason for why Ari confiscated the passwords. Ari didn't tell us, but her mom, Janice, said that she did it because Benny was being extorted. So when women didn't get a relationship or didn't get what they wanted out of Benny, they would start to try to extort him. So in order to prevent him from being extorted, she claimed that I stepped in to protect him. How much of that do you believe? Because I don't believe much that she says.
0%.
Why is that?
Because they made up this whole story prior to going on. Mom, I need you to say that this is why I had his passwords, because I look like such a jackass. And she said, oh, well, okay, honey.
If that were true, she would have said that from the beginning. Because
yeah,
she came
absolutely.
In and everybody kept asking her, the therapist, the cast members, like, well, why'd you take his passwords? And she's like, he was talking to other women.
Yep.
And that was the reason that she gave. And I was like, if you had a legitimate reason that made you look less of an idiot or a bad person, you would have given it. But you didn't. Your mom came up with a good reason to try to bail you out of the hole that you dug, but it was kind of too late. You know, you had already made it clear that you didn't like the fact that your marriage was ending, so you tried to cut off any communication with any other woman, so he had to come back to you. That's what you did.
Yep, 100%.
So we're watching their relationship. Well, I don't want to call it a relationship. We're watching it. They keep saying that they're not going to get divorced, but they're obviously not together. And I don't really know why they won't just end it? Like, I'm really confused by that, because what's keeping them in a marriage? Because he's been here long enough that he doesn't need her. She clearly doesn't need him.
Like, I'm responsible for him. She's still responsible for him. So she feels like, I brought you here. I'm responsible for you for 10 years. Like, I'm going to control you for 10 years and get my full money's worth.
I mean, that's probably true. Florian said that.
There's a billion women out there waiting for Benny to be single. A billion. He's a good looking guy. He's funny. He's athletic. He's a really good dude. Okay. How many guys do you think are out there beating Ari's door down? Zero.
Look, zero. Ari is insufferable.
Yes.
And it's funny because I always said, I was like, don't you think it's funny that, you know, every time you become a cast member on the show, you need to bring, there's certain people you need to have. You need family members and you need a best friend. That's usually against your relationship. The only person that Ari could produce to bring on the show was her ex-boyfriend or her ex-husband. What was he? Ex-fiance? Ex-husband. What was his name? Alejandro, I believe.
They were married for 10 years.
That was the only person she could produce. And I was like, you don't have like one female friend that you could bring on the show?
If he brought on his ex-wife to defend him, all shit would hit the fan.
Well, she would be pissed that he was even still communicating.
Yep.
And not only did he show up in Ethiopia, but if you remember correctly, Kara, he brought her underwear. Yep. Do you remember that? And that was all okay. She was like, oh, well, there's nothing going on between us. He can bring me underwear. Why would your ex bring you underwear?
Yeah.
Why is your ex buying you underwear? Why does your ex know what size underwear you wear? Y'all haven't dated in so long. Yep. You know, the sizes can fluctuate. Like, that, it's... So when her and Julia got into this scuffle, it didn't surprise me because I was like, I feel like Ari doesn't play well, not just with others, but especially with women. Because if you've noticed on the show, she's never had a real bond or relationship or friendship with a woman. Women really irritate her.
Yeah.
And there are women like that out there. They can't maintain a healthy relationship with another woman due to jealousy or insecurity or whatever it may be. They can't maintain a relationship. So when I saw that her and Julia were going back and forth, I was like, I'm not a fan of Julia. Like, I don't care for her either. But I can see how Ari and Julia wouldn't get along because I feel like they're both kind of the same.
Well, it's also just like this text message that she sent. You're such a bitch. You're whatever the hell she said. And then she's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. That was all in fun and game. I hope she texts me what a bitch I am. We'll see how much fun she has.
Well, I didn't get the context either because she was like, oh, but I told you it was a joke. And I was like,
yeah,
how is it a joke? Well, I don't know any context where I would find that funny, right?
Literally.
My best friend and we call each other the B word all the time. But
yeah,
like, that's playfully, different. When you answer the phone, you're like, hey, B. You know, like, it's not like a text like, you're just such a stupid B. You're like, that's not the way I would use it as a joke. That's just, it seemed offensive. And it seemed, you know, when people, I always say when people are drunk or angry, that's when they text you what they really feel.
And just I feel like I said yesterday, think before you put it in writing, because now you can't take that shit back. Because
yeah, that is what you said.
Even and if you once deleted you, it, somebody somewhere's got screenshots of some shit.
And that's what happened. They showed the other cast members the screenshots, and now everybody is looking at her. Oh, so her first son... Or his first son. Oh, I think y'all are talking about Benny. So Benny had a son with a woman from, oh my gosh, Carl, was it Illinois?
Yeah,
from
somewhere.
A woman from Illinois. This was prior to him even knowing or meeting or being in a relationship with Ariella. And if I'm not mistaken, did he ever get here to live with her? I believe he got here and it didn't work out. Or how did that go, Carl?
She bailed. She split. They were together in
Ethiopia,
so she packed up the kid and headed to America. He couldn't come.
And yeah, they never got married.
Yep.
And the worst part of this situation is, even though Binyam is here in the U.S., this woman is still not letting him be in the child's life.
Yeah.
It hurts more because the child is an innocent party, you know, like, did nothing wrong and should have the right to get to know his father, but... The woman doesn't want anything to do with Binyam. So when he got here, he thought that the lines of communication could be open and he could maybe start something, and the woman was not receptive.
Yeah.
So yeah, now he has two sons. And again, some people are saying that Benny doesn't really want to sign the divorce papers or start the process because he's scared that this will end up the same way the first situation is, and then he won't be able to see our Avi, what's his name?
Avi.
And then he'll be stuck with two sons that he can't be with. So a lot of people are like, he's being very cautious because what if Ari decides to keep him away from Avi?
That's a justifiable fear. She's got very wealthy parents. She's got attorneys on tap. He's in a country that he doesn't know. He doesn't have anybody other than her and her family. Her family. Anyway, she doesn't, like, that's all he knows. So I can understand his reservations.
Well, photo mom, yeah. Janice was trying to help, but the mother of the first son, it has to go through the courts. She doesn't want anything to do with him. There's no lines of communication, and it would have to go through the court in order for him to get visitation. And as far as I know, he's not on the birth certificate, yeah. So it's really difficult. So it's going to take time. The mom would have to agree to do a DNA test. Because a lot of times in this situation, the mom wants the father to pay child support at once, so she would push to get him to do it. But now, since she's not receptive to it, and it's him pushing, it's moving a little slower through the court system. Like, he's tried, but it's not being pushed through because the mom doesn't want child support from him. He's not behind on child support because he wasn't there when the baby was born, so he wasn't on the birth certificate. So it's much more complicated for him to
visitation. They're in two different states, so there would have to be a paternity test.
Yes.
I mean, and the court would provide that, but it's going to take years. Like, this kid's going to be 18 before he actually gets anything done.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's hard, and the mom can easily just not comply.
Yeah.
Like, if he was petition the court, and she could say, I don't know that person, that's not my child's father, and then she doesn't comply.
Yeah.
And then he'd have to go and refile another motion, and it would keep going and keep going. And since, like you said, since they're not in the same state, they can't have a sheriff serve the mother. You need to be at this courthouse at this time. It's not the same state. I know. Prinny, you're right. It's very cruel. And a lot of times when relationships don't work out, women hold the grudge against the man, and they forget that the child is an innocent bystander. And yes,
he totally, I just want to respond to that comment. Why can't he petition for a DNA test, a paternity test? He can. He absolutely can. But he has to have a good attorney. He has to be able to prove that he's the father and why he's the father. He's got to have some justifiable backing, because there's crazy guys out there all over the place. There's also crazy women. I mean, we have like 15 of them on the stage. But anyway, there's crazy guys that will say shit to get their exes back. That's my kid. No, it's not. That's my kid. No, it's not.
Yeah.
So they don't take lightly to somebody go, hey, I'm actually from Ethiopia. I moved down here to be with my new wife. Also, that's my kid because I knocked up this chick and she bailed. So now both of my wives have split with both of my children. They're both in the United States and I'm not even from this country. So I need you to listen to me. Like, it is a lot for them to be able to establish a paternity test.
And especially a lot of
times, with him not being on the birth certificate, that's a whole different level.
And also, like you said, when you're not from this country, a lot of the cast members have said this before, they're scared of the court system.
Absolutely.
Even though they're completely innocent, they've never done anything wrong, they haven't broken any laws, they still or get very nervous and scared when they have to go to the American court system, because for some reason they always feel like they could send me back.
Because the American court system sucks.
It does.
Let's be real. It's awful and it sucks. And I don't care if you're from this country or not from this country. Nobody wants to go to court. Literally nobody.
You're right. It's not just immigrants. Nobody wants to go to court because there's no guarantee that you're going to be treated fairly.
Yep.
No matter what the situation is, custody, you committed a crime, whatever, you're a victim, there's no guarantee that you're going to be treated fairly, and usually you're not.
Yep.
So in order for people to even get to the point of wanting to go to the court, because a lot of time the judges are not impartial. they take sides, and a lot of times they take sides of the mother. And, you know, we've seen a lot of situations where the mother was on drugs and the mother wasn't fit, but since she's the mother, the judge will take the side just because, well, a child needs its mother more than it needs its father. Because if it was a baby, the father can't breastfeed it. And so the judge is like, it needs its mother more.
Oregon is very much a, they side with the mother until, I mean, it takes a lot to prove a mother to be unfit in Oregon, which is so much bullshit. There are so many shitty moms out here. And these kids have really good fathers, but the fathers don't stand a chance. Because if the mom isn't a drug addict with a needle in her neck in the ditch, then she's probably fine. She's probably okay.
Yeah. If they're not overdosed in a hospital or in prison, the judge is like, well, it's still better
so bad that I own three vehicles, and all three of them have Narcan in them just in case.
Really?
Yes, that's how bad Oregon is.
Oh, wow, that is bad.
So if somebody comes into my work parking lot and drops, before I render CPR, I'm going to administer Narcan before I try anything else, because that's probably...
That's sad.
It's disgusting.
But it's an epidemic that people don't ever want to talk about. They don't ever want to acknowledge it. The government doesn't want to regulate it. They just, they turn a blind eye. To it.
But Oregon also had a moment where they decided that decriminalizing hard drugs was a good idea.
Decriminalizing?
Yeah, so if you got caught with methamphetamine or heroin or cocaine or fentanyl or any of the bad drugs, if you got caught with any of that, crack, any of that, if you got caught with it, you had two options. One is a $100 fine. And then you got to walk. The other is no fine, but you have to seek help. So most of the people took the $100 fine, went walking, and then just didn't pay it.
Just did it again. I didn't know that. That's insane. The states that I've lived in, if you get caught with those drugs, they put you away for years. So I didn't know that.
Actually, TJ's from Oregon too, so she very much knows.
Oh, yeah, TJ. Yeah, you're right. The leaders in Oregon should be ashamed of themselves.
Absolutely.
And the victims of the people that have been lost to these drugs or who've had terrible lives for these drugs need to speak out. And you have to go to the Supreme Court. You really have to go and fight. Because in this country, they don't value the lives of anyone. You have to go and put yourself in front of these people on Capitol Hill and show them that these people are important. Yep. Whether you think they're important or not, that somebody's son, that somebody's daughter, and those drugs should have never been available to them.
Absolutely.
You have to fight. You know, I've seen a lot of parents after they lost a child rally for years and years and years just to get something passed that should have been passed 100 years ago.
Yeah. Well, now that they passed it was the measure 110, and once they passed it, decriminalizing the drugs, and then they watched Oregon just shoot all the way down the hill. And then shoot up. They tried to reverse it, and that's not going great for them. But they're working on it.
Oh, so
yep.
Yeah, Raven Submit is lost his job, and he wants Jenny to get a job. That was on last week's diaries. Also, someone said I thought it was only three parts. So when we looked at the DVR right before it started, it was only three recordings of it. And then when we checked TV Guide the other day, now there's five showings that say The Last Resort. Three of them are labeled Tell All, part 1, 2, and 3, and the other two just say Last Resort. There's no label. So
yeah.
I guess there's five episodes. And I asked around and somebody verified it. They're like, oh yeah, there's five parts. So yeah, we thought we were getting three parts, which I thought would be plenty, but now we're getting five parts of this
whole Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah. So Natalie and Josh had some time to talk about their relationship tonight. And I don't know. I feel like Josh had a chance to speak up and tell his side, but I don't know if it helped. It kind of made him look like a dick tonight. Because
But I also think there's more to come on that.
Well, yeah. I don't want to judge too much, because what Josh said, that Natalie was saying horrible things about his children's mom, and saying people had a record when they didn't, and saying that he wasn't a good father, those are really, really damaging statements.
Yes.
To say about someone, especially when you have 300,000 or 400,000 followers.
Yeah.
So that that level of defamation is not to be taken lightly.
So she did post, Natalie personally posted in her stories, I believe, that Josh does have a living girlfriend, and that is why she was not allowed there, and blah, 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 and that this was all set up for TV, and he's a scammer, and she dedicated 3 years of her life. But flipping the script, I have to respect him because he said, I have a very good relationship with my kids' mothers, meaning he's got more children than what I originally thought. He's got more baby mamas than what I thought. I thought he
just had one. There's just two. Okay. Jet's mom is different from his daughter's mom. There's just two.
Okay. Yeah. So, but he said he has a very good relationship basically with his baby mamas, and he will not tolerate anybody degrading them, which is admirable.
Well, yeah. So. Because trust me, it took a long time for him and those women to get on terms where they can co-manage children together. So, because when a relationship ends, the last person you ever want to co-do anything with is the person that you ended the relationship with. And then when you have a child, it makes it even harder. So the work that he put in to get on a good level with these women, and they can coexist and respect each other, he doesn't want to ruin that. And he said in the whole 3 years they were together, he was never exclusive with her. He never considered her his girlfriend. And he was sleeping with other people.
Yeah.
And my only issue with that is, because there's nothing wrong with that, is he wasn't fully transparent with Natalie. Natalie is a very basic person.
Yeah.
If you answer her texts, if you answer her call, if you give her money, or if you have sex with her, she thinks that you want to be with her. And it's your responsibility to tell her differently, because that's just her assumption. If a man texts her back or shows up to sleep with her or picks her up for a date, he wants to marry her. That's just how, she's a simple, basic girl.
Yeah.
That's just what she believes. So I think Josh took advantage of the fact that she's a girl on TV, and he, as long as he showed up every now and then and answered a bunch of texts, he could be on TV with her. And I think he took advantage of that. And it's like, yeah, Natalie's a batshit crazy human being, but underneath the craziness is a person with feelings. And I think she was led to believe she could be his girlfriend or wife at some point, and she never could.
I disagree with the feelings. I disagree with the human. I think she is a despicable person.
She is. No, I agree. I
think over here on a free ride, she is hopping on the train of another free ride and another free ride and another free ride. I have zero respect for this crazy woman.
Well, Josh called what she was tonight. He was like, you're a scammer and you're a liar.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't disagree. She only dates men who are going to pay her rent, right? Yeah. That's, she picks men to court that are going to get her a green card, that are going to buy her a car, that are going to rent her a place.
Yep.
She dates for stuff. That's a scammer. Or I don't, well, it's a better word. It's funny what she thought Trish called her. You're basically a hooker. You hook up with people in exchange for whatever they can give you. It is what it is. I agree 100%. And at the end of the day, most people are like, I don't care about either one because they both wanted to be on TV.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, people are like, well, there's no victim here because they were playing each other and they were playing us.
Yeah.
So we don't care. Right. And that's kind of how people look at it. They're like, well, I can't feel bad for either one because they lied to each other. They lied to us. They were scamming each other. And at the end of the day, they're both wrong. Right.
So, I mean, let's be real. She's still living on Mike's dime, right?
Yeah.
Because he's responsible for her for years. Mike's long since moved on. But even though Mike has to take care of her and has given her credit cards, admittedly, for her to live on and to get her mom here and all the things, she still lets Josh step in and finish taking care of her. So Mike's giving her what she needs to survive. Josh is giving her everything she needs to live comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's just looking for the next guy that she can get to knock her up so that she can lock it down and stay situated.
No, you're right. Because at the single life tell-all, she brought both of her sugar daddies to the tell-all. Yep. You remember that? Yep. And when Sean said, who do you want to be with? And she was like, well, I can't pick. I want them both. Yep. And Sean was like, you don't get to have them both. You have to decide which one you want. And then at the end of the day, Mike was like, well, I don't want her. He was like, so you can take me out of the equation. He was like, don't ask her if she wants to be with me because I don't want to be with her.
Yeah.
And it turned out Josh didn't want her either.
But she is a scammer. One thing she did. Okay, so I'm happy that her mom's here or whatever. Good on her. But what pisses me off is that the whole war in Ukraine is sad and disgusting. But she used that as bait for Mike to make him feel bad and said that her mom needs to come over here on a refugee status, blah, blah, blah. And he needed to pay for it. And because Mike loved her mom, he just did it.
Well, so Mike had a really strong connection with her mom. He said yep. that because every time he would go see Natalie, he would stay with them. So he yep. had a strong connection with her. The mom really liked him. To this day, the mom still wants her to be with Mike.
Right.
So you're right. She was like, oh, well, he has a soft spot for you. Yep. So I can manipulate him into making it seem like you're not safe. You won't be okay if he doesn't do this, and I'll get him to sign on and get you over here. She did. She's a very manipulative person, but I think what people don't realize is she's not stupid. I think a lot of people think that she's stupid and she's basic. Natalie is smart. In order to be a good manipulator, you have to have a good level of intelligence because you have to know how to play people's emotions to get what you want. And I think that she's smarter than we give her credit for. And I think Josh might have underestimated how smart she was. And now she's making him look really bad.
But
on the tell-all.
Is she really that smart? If she was that smart, she would have been to Josh's house and found out that he had a girlfriend long before this.
Well,
if I'm dating a guy for a week, okay, whatever. I don't expect to see your house. But if we're 6 months in, where the fuck do you live? Come on.
Yeah. Because you're going to wonder, like, are there women in your basement tied up? Because I need to know.
Also, do you what even you're doing, have a house?
Right? That's very... I don't know any woman that wouldn't just do a drive-by.
Yep.
Right? You don't have to knock on the door, but you need to make sure that the car is in the driveway.
Yep.
And that he lives there. And there's no wife.
So his car's in the driveway, and so is her car. And, you know, and he's got flowers planted and, you know, you can tell.
You gotta know. And, you know, I think that's why a lot of people are like, she knew from the start what was going on. She had to have known about the live-in girlfriend from the beginning. Like, a lot of people are just like, this is where they used each other to further their careers. And I think they're probably right. Because the last time we saw Josh on a tell-all for the single life, he was like, oh, we're not talking. We don't talk. I can't stand her. But like, oh yeah, we're still sleeping together. And then all of a sudden they started talking again when it was time to
same thing with this.
Right?
Same exact thing. Yeah.
So yeah, I think that, you know, when it's time for another show, they can start talking again. They can start this relationship up again. And I think hopefully they've played it to the end. I hope this is the last wheel on the barrel and it falls off and there's no other way that they can play themselves back onto the screen. I think they've done it long enough. They've gotten a few shows out of it. And I think this should be the end. We shouldn't have to watch any more of this ignorance anymore. Like, because at this point, everybody's even saying, like, I don't think they ever were in a relationship. But like, now that I'm looking back at it.
Chels Malone is absolutely in my head. She is saying exactly what I think.
I think Natalie is that smart. She's impulsive and bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not surprised they ended up sleeping with each other after the resort. No, I think that they're each other's booty call. They're each other's 3 a.m. booty call. And, you know, I don't know who Josh's live-in girlfriend is that she allows him to go out and bang women and whatever he feels like it, but that's none of my business. But she clearly is okay with it because this has been a very televised three-year relationship, so she knows he's banging her. I don't know.
It's his second job.
Well, yeah, I guess if you consider it work, because, like, say, for instance, you're a hooker. You bang people, right? And it's a job. Nobody is going to say that you're out cheating on nobody because you don't care about those people.
He's out doing his job.
So maybe he considers it, this is networking, this is getting my business out there. This is, you know, because every time he does another show, his business gets more attention, right?
And that is exactly what Darcy said tonight when she said, we go out, Georgie goes out. It's not always pretty, but we call it networking.
Well, yeah. And, you know, when you're in the industry, when you want to make money from your likeness and your business, they have House of 11. You know, they have a lot of different things and ventures. Yeah. That they have, you have to go out and you have to be present, yeah. You know, and it's hard for me though with the Darcy and Stacy and Georgie and Florian thing, because it's like they picked younger guys and moved them to Miami, and it's like it's hard to get a younger guy. First of all, I don't care what they say, Georgie and Florian would be with a girl their age if given the opportunity and the lifestyle. If it could, it would be an equal opportunity and equal lifestyle, they would be with someone their own age.
Yeah, because there's nobody in their right damn mind that's going to go, I want a piece of that.
They saw a good opportunity. Georgie and Florian are kind of like Natalie.
Yeah.
They saw a good opportunity, and they were like, I'm going to jump on this opportunity. Where else can somebody offer you? Because neither one of them have a job.
Yeah.
Right? They don't have to work. They can go out every night. They dress extremely nice. They ride in fancy cars. They live in nice homes. They're in Miami, a very expensive place to live, and they don't have any responsibility to pay for anything. So yeah. Younger guys look at it as, oh, well, I can tolerate these women because when they go to bed, because these women are 49, 50 years old, when they go to bed at 9:30, I'll just go out and go talk to girls my own age.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like that's exactly what they do every night. And I think it should be expected of the women to know that that's what's going on. Yeah. Right? When a guy is dating a 22-year-old and he's 58 or 68, it should be very well expected that while you're at work, she's out spending money on your card.
Except for, look at Bill Belichick. He's like in his late 70s. He's dating a 24-year-old and he's hanging out with Lil Wayne. So,
well, right. Because while he's sleeping, he probably goes to sleep at 8 o'clock. She's out hanging out with guys her own age, right? So I think it's crazy and ridiculous to believe. Like if Bill Belichick was believing that this 24-year-old girl really wanted to be with him, you would have to be delusional. So when Darcy,
they're still together.
Because he's still rich, Kara, he's still rich.
I know, and he's still alive. So.
Kara, when Darcy and Stacy say that they can't trust George and Florian, I was like, you believe? That's like saying that you're in a relationship with a basketball player who has a few championship rings. He's cheating on you.
Yeah.
But while he's out on the road, you're spending a whole bunch of money that's not yours. It's a trade-off.
Yep.
So I think people have to understand, like Darcy and Stacey, you're in a trade-off. They're going to be with you, and you get to have these people on your arm, but they're also going to be out doing whatever they want to do while you're at home.
Yeah.
You have to know that that's the trade-off that you're going to get.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, Photo Mom said, what's an upmarket spa? That's not true. Georgie works at an upmarket spa. He posted on Reddit recently. What? Wait, so Georgie's working? I know back in the day, Georgie used to be... Kara, do you remember he was a massage therapist in Connecticut?
Yep. Yep.
I do remember. And Darcy didn't want him having anything to do with it because she didn't like the idea of him working with women. Remember that, right?
Yeah.
So, no, not like a happy ending spa, but a spa. I'm just surprised that he's out working because he doesn't have to. So the fact that he's out making his own money, that's a little surprising because, you know, Florian has been dodging jobs.
Probably bought him the spa.
Well, possibly, because Florian's been dodging jobs like a linebacker. So the fact that Georgie is out, exclusive spots. What does exclusive mean? Is it just for like famous or rich people? Is it like, oh, you know what? There's some spas that require you to have a membership and you can't go there unless you're like, kind of like a country club.
So all Georgie's posted is, I'm Georgie Rusev and I'm Bulgarian. I am a Bulgarian model and fitness guru.
So it doesn't say anything about my job.
You can see me on TLC on the new hit series, blah, 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 but nothing about a job.
We'll have to look into this more, Prinny.
Yeah.
If he is working at a spa, so we can get like a page, we can get a screenshot of the page and like the services and stuff that they do. I'm just surprised because why would you be with someone twice your age when you got to work a full-time job? You know, like that's crazy to me. I think Darcy goes out with Georgie and Florian goes out by himself.
Hold
Oh, so you think...
Hold on, though. Listen to this. It says, is Darcy still married to Georgie? It says, no, Darcy Silva is not currently married to Georgie Russo. They secretly got married in November 2023. However, they split up and divorced in December 2024, just 2 months after their wedding. And Darcy has confirmed their breakup.
What?
Yeah. I'll send you the
They're
link.
Still physically together, though.
I know. I'm going to send you the link.
They've never stopped posting together. And after they said that they were divorced the first time, they were out. Remember, they broke up.
This it was like no.
It was like November of that year, and I want to say New Year's Day, they posted together, or New Year's Eve night. Remember? Because I sent it to you.
Right.
They were all together. The way the picture was taken, he posted one and she posted one. They weren't in a picture together, but they were in the exact same location.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Because they never have, they've always been together this whole time. I've always seen pictures of them together. They go to events together. I don't think Darcy has it in her to break up with Georgie. I think that's...
I don't either.
I think she'd rather be alone than not be with him. And I don't think she wants to be alone at all. So I think that it's him or nothing. Like, I feel like he could be cheating on her and she's not going to break up with him because that's just who she wants to be with.
I agree.
So neither of the twins are with their spouses. So, yeah, there's a rumor that Stacey's not with Florian. They don't follow each other on Instagram anymore.
Yeah.
And the rumor says that they broke up right after The Last Resort, which would be weird because The Last Resort filmed a year ago.
Yeah.
And they've never stayed broken up that long, right? It's always been short amounts of time. Like, they'll fight. Remember Darcy, like 4 months ago, posted she was single. It was around Christmas time. She was like, I'm in my single era. And then, like, not even a month later, she posted her and Georgie at an event together. Like, yeah. The twins don't stay single or broken up for a long time. They might fight. They might not speak to each other for a day or two. They're guys, but they always end up back together.
So, yeah.
It's hard to keep up, but I would be surprised if they went through with the divorce. Are Florida records are available for the public? We should look at
that. I don't know. We'll have to check.
Yeah, because I just want to see if they really went through with getting divorced. It's sad that they split up, Stacey and Florian. I don't believe, like, look, I'm going to be real with you. I don't believe Stacey and Florian broke up.
I don't either.
That's what they're saying online, and they do not follow each other on social media anymore, but I don't believe it. I need more concrete evidence than that, because she posted something not too long ago that they were about to celebrate their 10-year.
Marriage records in Florida are public.
They are. Oh, so yeah, Pineapple said they're public. So yeah, we'll be able to find out because we know their real names and we know they're in Miami. I think that's what Robert County. Yeah, we'll be able to figure it out. So if they are divorced, we'll report back to you guys. Hey, Tracy, and we'll see how serious they are. And even if they are divorced for a year, they've still been hanging out. I've seen pictures of them together.
Yeah. I don't know. Gotta do some research.
Yeah, we'll figure it out because the records are for the public. So if they are divorced, we will have a screenshot of that very, very soon. And we'll see. And I know Georgie is still in Miami and Florian is still in Miami. So again, if they're not together, who's paying their rent?
Well, I mean, we know that Stacey still has to take care of Florian because even though they've been together for 10 years, they haven't been married. He hasn't been here for 10 years.
No. They got married probably like 5 years ago. So yeah, they just have been dating and been together that long. Yeah. She still has a long way to go. And you know, Florian ain't going to take care of him.
No.
If they aren't together, then he's getting spousal support and he's living his best life. So I know that for a fact. So I don't know. Oh, and on Diaries, we're really behind because we were watching David and Annie with their...
I haven't watched Diaries tonight.
Oh, so. You didn't watch it yet? Oh, so we'll talk about that later.
I was running very late tonight.
Well, it was Cara and Guillermo.
Okay.
David and Annie.
Okay.
Emily and Kobe.
Okay.
And we follow that was where we are David tonight. But we're really behind on David and Annie because they hadn't even done the process of getting the embryo in. So we're really far because, you know, we've seen the baby. We know the outcome. it was more they were telling the family. And you know who wasn't there? I don't want to ruin it for you, but you know who wasn't there? Ashley wasn't there.
That's actually really surprising. Mm-hmm.
Ashley wasn't there. David's mom was there. David's son was there. Ashley wasn't present when they told the family. And I'm beginning to think, because remember, she was going to be on one of their seasons, but she got sick. And I thought she was coming around, yeah, you know, to accepting Annie, because she's always been kind of, I don't want to say mean to Annie, but she just didn't care for her.
Yeah.
And I was hoping things were going to be okay. But yes, yeah, she was not present when they told the family that they were trying to get pregnant. You know, this is over a year ago. Right. But so, yeah, when you see that, we'll talk about it more because his son had a lot to say. So when you watch it, we'll talk about that and how he reacted to it. Because, you know, he, remember back in the day, he accidentally shot himself in the face.
Yeah.
You remember that? And he was very, very injured, and he had to move back in with David and Annie for a while. And so, yeah, he had some feelings on it. Yeah. So we'll talk about that later. Tracy said she went to sleep during Diaries.
I love Diaries. I love that show. I just was running so late from work tonight that I'm lucky I even made it in time for this.
Yeah, it's good. Like for instance, David or Kara and Guillermo were on there, and it was talking about what happened because you know they broke up last year. So and they started getting into the beginning of it. So it's good to watch because it fills you in, especially for the people that aren't currently filming anything. Right. Just so you know what's going on, because everything isn't on social media. Because I've been trying to get info out of Kara for like 7 months or eight months, trying to get. Why aren't you together? And she won't tell me.
Yeah.
So it's good to watch just so you can keep up with it. So yeah, once you watch that, we'll talk about the Diaries episode. It wasn't a huge episode, but it was interesting to watch what was going on with Guillermo and Kara and in their relationship.
That makes me sad.
I know. I liked them together. I thought I did. After you watch the episode, tell me if you still feel the same. I don't know. And oh, I'll watch it eventually when it drops in the UK. Oh, you're in the UK. Yeah, you gotta wait up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They don't get. And Canada's weird too with the show. I wouldn't put it in the past to them to legally get divorced for a show. Pineapple, I agree. Do you remember at the end of every season, Darcy and Georgie broke up, and then the beginning of the new season, they're back together?
Yeah.
You're right. I wouldn't put it past them. I think that they do whatever is needed for their storyline. So, and let's say. Say, for instance, Darcy and Georgie are divorced. Maybe it's because they're filming a new show. And that's going to be part of it. And then they're going to get remarried. Like, I don't know. You never know with them. And Florian and Stacey unfollowing each other, it's part of a storyline that's coming up that we haven't seen yet.
A PR stunt, for sure. Yeah.
They're career reality stars. They won a reality royalty award. Yeah. So you got to be very skeptical of what they put out there, because you can't take everything as truth. It's more so we're trying to stay on TV and stay relevant and whatever we need to put out there.
That's so
for people to talk about us. That's what's important. Oh, I don't get why they fake stuff. Well, because if you don't have anything going on, the producers won't cast you.
Yeah.
So if you don't have any relationship issues, they won't cast you. So, for instance, Florian and Stacey had to say that he was cheating on her, because without anything to the conflict, there's no real story to progress into 18 episodes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, a lot of times they'll say, like, for instance, Julia was bringing up stuff that happened 7 years ago, because without conflict, you're uncastable and they won't use you. So, you have to sometimes bring up stuff that's old and done with. Actually, Jessica and Juan were in the same situation. They moved on from that situation, but now they have to rehash it, because without that cheating scandal, they wouldn't put them on the show.
Yep. And Brandon and Julia had to act like, you know, we know that they're together. We know that they're happy, but they had to act like Brandon didn't know she was applying for her parents to come over, when we obviously know.
You know that they've applied together. Absolutely. So, we know that it's BS, but that they make up the conflict and then they do the resolution on the show. That's just like when you're reading a book, there has to be a beginning, middle, end. There has to be a conflict and a resolution.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for reality TV. Hey, Bestie. Yep. Hey, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
All right, so we're going to wrap up tonight. what episode is that? Part three. So part four will be on next week, and then part five will be at the end. And then I'm assuming after Diaries is over, we'll be watching the new resort single house with Rob and Chantel and all these other people. And remember, that's where the rumor with Chantel hooking up with a girl started.
So, yeah.
So, because, you know, the rumor
is... I'm so curious is how many weeks Diaries is. How many weeks long Diaries is.
I am too. I know last season was 8 episodes. Is Pillow Talk on now?
I think it's going to be longer than that.
Oh, it's longer than 8 episodes this year?
I mean, I'm assuming, right? We're on episode 2, which is what? 6 people? And what I was reading the other day, there's like 50 people going to be on the show. So I feel like it's going to be more than... There's a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they're even bringing back, like, Caesar.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen Caesar in so long.
I know.
Wonder if he's still doing nails.
They're bringing people back from, like, way back. So
it might... Yeah, you're right. And lately, nothing has been 8 or 10 episodes. Everything has been 20-something episodes lately. Yeah. So maybe didn't Liz say she's on episodes? Yeah, Liz is back. You're right. Ed is back. They all have their own Diaries episode. There's going to be a lot of people...
Yeah.
Coming back. All right, so we're going to wrap. We'll come back next Sunday. We'll talk about episode 10 of 90 Fiancé, the OG season. Make sure you're following Kara on all social media platforms. I'll tag her in this video. Make sure you're following me at George Massey, georgemassey.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, type in The George Massey Show. Everybody have a wonderful week. Stay cool or warm, depending on where you are, and don't get sick like me. I'm still sick. I had to drink a whole big cup of tea just so I could keep my voice before we started recording. All right, guys.
That's
sad. Guys, I know. I'm okay. I just drank a whole big cup of tea and then I hit record. Now my voice, it made it to the end. So I'm good. Everybody have a good night. Bye.
Bye.